Hi, I'm Dr. Ray Calabrese. Welcome to my podcast, Journey from Grief to Healing. Grieving is difficult. I know. I lost my best friend and wife after a long marriage. In this series of podcasts, you'll discover what you are experiencing physically and emotionally is normal. Healing is possible. Remember, love always wins. Life will get better. Episode 91. Singer and songwriter Kris Kristofferson wrote the lyrics to the song, A Moment of Forever. Several artists have performed the song. I like K.T. Osland's version best. Here is a portion of the song's lyrics. Was it wonderful for you? Was it holy as it was for me? Did you feel the hand of destiny that was guiding us together? You were young enough to dream, and I was old enough to learn something new. I'm so glad I got to dance with you for a moment of forever. Come whatever happens now, ain't it nice to know that dreams still come true? I'm so glad that I was close to you for a moment of forever. I like that song because it reminds me that the time Babe and I spent together was a moment of forever. How we view life and the events that make up our life has a lot to do with our personal happiness. We who experience grieving know it's tough to lose someone you deeply love. We make it a lot tougher on ourselves when we continue to view our loss with bitterness, anger, and accompanied with a sense of personal hopelessness. Another way to look at it is to switch our focus from our loss to what we had and still have in our treasured memories. Arthur Dean Kuntz wrote in Odd Hours, "Grief can destroy you or focus you. You can decide a relationship was all for nothing if it had to end in death and you alone, or you can realize that every moment of it had more meaning than you dared to recognize at the time. So much meaning it scared you, so you just took for granted the love and laughter of each day and didn't allow yourself to consider the sacredness of it. But when it's over and you're alone, you begin to see that it was the why of life, every event and precious moment of it. The answer to the mystery of existence is the love you shared. The distance from holding on to bitterness and anger to one of gratitude and wonder for the life we shared is as short or as long as we choose to make it. When we hold on to bitterness and anger, it is often the result of seeking answers to questions for which there are no answers. The poet Rainer Maria Rilke wrote, "Do not now seek the answers which cannot be given you, because you would not be able to live them. And the point is to live everything. Live the questions now. Perhaps you will then gradually, without noticing it, live along some distant day into the answer. Yet there is a question we can answer and must answer. Life asks us if we want to be happy and if we are grateful for the time we shared with a person we loved. Life also asks us if we're going to remain bitter and angry. There are no other alternatives. There is no in-between. We have to choose to be happy or to be bitter. Not answering is to become lost somewhere between being happy and being bitter. Life's not going to give us an answer. The answer has to come from within us. We have to search deep inside ourselves to provide the answer to the question. As a way of illustration, I share a story of my relationship with Gypsy. She was a German Shepherd. I taught Gypsy to catch frisbees. I could toss a tennis ball high into the air, and Gypsy would snag it. We ran together. We walked together. Where I went, Gypsy was close by. As Gypsy aged, she developed brain seizures. I was with her when the vet put her to sleep. My memories of Gypsy center on the times we had together, not her last days. The same is true for my memories of Babe. I center my memories on the time we had together. And when I do, I smile. My heart becomes peaceful, and I am happy. Losses come in life. They hurt. A miracle of life is that we heal. We heal physically, we heal emotionally. When we heal physically, it may be the result of antibiotics, an operation, or other treatment like physical therapy. We slow down our healing process or prevent it from happening if we don't follow our physician's advice. Healing emotionally is a lot different than physical healing. Healing emotionally requires us to change our point of view from what hurt us to one that is more benevolent, one that focuses on the lessons we learned, the good memories we can treasure, and to recognize the moment of forever. When we focus on our moment of forever, we can say with the famed theologian Dietrich Bonhoeffer, "There is nothing that can replace the absence of someone dear to us, and one should not even attempt to do so." But gratitude transforms the torment of memory into silent joy. One bears what was lovely in the past, not as a thorn, but as a precious gift deep within, a hidden treasure of which one can always be certain. I hope you had a moment of forever that you treasure in your heart. And I hope you liked this episode. Remember, healing will come to you. Never quit, never give up. Good things are on their way. If you like this podcast, please subscribe to get notifications of future episodes. You can also check out my blog, Looking on the Bright Side, at www.dancingalone530.com. It's all positive and uplifting. If you have any questions about my grieving experience, I want to share your grieving experience with me. Please email me at ray.breese, B-R-E-S-E, at gmail.com. Have a great day, stay strong, and never quit, never give up.